This is the Iconic Wealth Women podcast with me, Kylie Anderson, empowering visionary female entrepreneurs from around the globe to develop their business and wealth strategies so they grow their income, make more impact, and influence others along the way. Let's build your legacy and make a difference today. Welcome back to the Iconic Wealth for Women podcast, where we empower women to achieve financial success and build their legacy. In today's episode, I'm going to delve into why building your online visibility is brilliant for your long-term wealth and how it can actually help you grow and scale your income moving forward. So what is online visibility? What does it even mean? Well, the key fact is it's just the start of a process where people find you. So it's how do they easily and often come across your brand? If they're going onto a search engine or into social media, how do they find you? So basically, visibility is just your, I guess, online digital assets. It's around how people find you. What if they're interested in you? When they search for you, what do they find? So I love playing a little exercise is go to Google, put in your name and see what comes up, because that's the start of your digital asset. So digitally, you want things to come up like your LinkedIn profile so people can find you really fast. LinkedIn is one of the highest ranking sites. When you go into Google and you put your name in, it'll be the first thing that comes up. You want to have searchable content. So people need to be able to find you. Press is another big one that gets noticed very quickly. YouTube videos get ranked very quickly. So what happens when someone searches you is they find your digital footprint. So why do you want to build this? Why do we want to build in on your visibility? Even though you might be sitting there, but Kylie, I just invest, or, you know, Kylie, I do property, or I've just got my business. Why do I need to have this in place? Well, the simple fact is it allows you to do many things with your wealth along the time. So people watch your journey, they get engaged with you, they see what you're up to, they get to know, like, and trust you over time. So when you're ready to do something, or when you're ready to get involved in maybe a particular project, or you're doing something that you're promoting, then generally you've got people that will jump on and get on board because they've been watching your journey for a while. So take Iconic Wealth for Women as a classic example. So I've been building my profile for the last 5 years online. I'm an online coach and expert at creating and launching online programs. So my visibility is important, and I get noticed online and I get seen, not as much as I'd quite like to. I still have some work to do on it, but I've been building that journey for a while. So people know what I do. They've watched my journey of how I've gone from being selling other people's products and programs to just getting started to then launching and scaling high ticket programs for a lot of other people. So they've seen that success, they've seen that journey. So when I went to do Iconic, what I realized was how valuable my network was. So people had been watching. So when I announced that I was going to do this project, that I was really excited, that I wanted to change the world of wealth down the track and start more conversations around money and make it the norm, I had a lot of people jump out and go, I'm interested, Kylie. You know, what do we have to do? How do we get involved? So that's what the power of your brand and recognition can do, is people already get to know, like, and trust you potentially before you need them. So it's your brand reputation, and it's really, really valuable. So obviously, especially for women as well, the other thing I find is it's a level playing field. So when I was back in real estate and I was running a business in real estate in London, we didn't have social media like we do today. When I was in the sales, you know, our brand reputation was built by leaflet dropping, by getting to know the locals in the area. So by getting involved in community events, things like that, we didn't have as big a digital age as we do now, a digital profile. But what's the important thing for me with social media and having a digital presence is it eliminates a playing field. Anyone can do it. Anyone can set up an email list and start building their list. Anyone can set up a platform. There's so many amazing tech platforms that it's easy to do nowadays. You don't have to be a tech wizard. You know, in our time, you had to be a programmer to be able to do anything like you can now with systems and processes. So it's leveled out the playing field. So it's allowed women really a lot of the time to compete more with other big businesses and other brands and men, and because there's no barriers to entry when it comes to building your online business other than getting to know a bit of know-how. So, and the other thing obviously it can do is it can bring in things like, it can obviously attract in clients if you're trying to build your business. it opens up opportunities for growth and expansion. So, having a following on social media, for example, could get you sponsors, it could get you investors. Having another following could be that it opens up doors for speaking opportunities, maybe into new markets that you've not thought about. So again, it allows you to grow in different ways when you need it, and potentially also secure funding. A lot of times investors are watching on the sideline, they're waiting to see what you're doing, what's happening, especially if you're in the property and business space, they will watch your journey before they will invest in you. So again, but having that online profile really allows you to build your brand in a way that you want to build it. So what is a digital brand? How do you create your brand identity? Well, for me, there's two core elements to creating your digital brand. One of them is obviously the visibility side of things. So this is your digital identity, I guess, in relation to what most people think about their brand. It's your colors, it's your logos, it's your, the type of brand voice you want. Are you really serious and professional? Are you a bit fun and quirky? Like, that's your brand elements. They're the visual side of your brand. But what really constitutes an amazing brand is actually your brand values. It's your mission. It's your vision for what you want to build. It's the deep values that you believe in. So like one of mine is, I believe every woman should have the freedom of choice. Goldie Hawn did this in a brilliant video around money is not about making the world easier. Money is about giving people the freedom of choice. And then you can choose whether you want to be in a relationship or not with the person that you're with, not because you have to be because you're stuck there financially. So financial independence is one of the big things I believe in, because it gives you freedom of choice. It gives you a choice to go and travel the world if you want to go and travel it. It gives you a choice to help your family where you need it, maybe give back to society. So that's one of my very strong brand values and vision in relation to what I want to do long term in my business, but also what I truly deep down believe in. So what are your brand values, your mission? What do you want to achieve? So I know my mission is to help more women talk about money and wealth, make it the norm. We want to make investing an everyday thing. We want to make help women take a risk if they want to take a risk. Well, what they see as a risk may not be as a risk as well. So that could be diversifying your portfolio. It could be getting into some bigger deals maybe you've not thought about doing. You know, I was talking to a lady the other day that's looking at a business she's looking at purchasing a business that's up to 5 million, and she's just like gobsmacked that she could potentially get into this business. So it's about getting women to think bigger, think more broadly in relation to where they want to go, and building real legacies, not just enough income to get you through. So that's the two core elements of a brand for me. It's the identity, it's who you are, it's what you stand for, it's your deep understanding of what you desire. And then obviously it's the visual element. How do you communicate that? What's your color palettes? What's your fonts? You know, all that sort of thing is then. And then the thing that brings it all together is how you get that message out there is your storytelling. So this is your stories around your brand identity. So for example, one of my stories, a lot of the times when I get into the online space and I see the coaching space, a lot of coaches are just trained coaches for a couple of weeks and then they are great marketers. They've never really built businesses. Where one of my stories is, I've built a multi-six-figure real estate business before I come into the coaching space. So I was in the bricks and mortar businesses and the small businesses scaling before I got into coaching. So that's one of my brand stories. I own that I have real bricks and mortar experience compared to a lot of other coaches. So what are some of your brand identities? My other one is around I love to travel. So I travel a lot and I don't have kids. It was something that's never happened for me. And so I talk about my journey less trodden, less kind of followed, in the fact that I didn't fit the traditional norm of becoming a mum and, all that sort of thing. And how has that affected my life and the impact and those sorts of things? So what are your brand stories around why you do what you do and what's an inspiration to other people? And that for me ties your brand together. It's the message, it's the brand, it makes you relatable, but it brings your brand to life. So how do you build that brand? So let's get into a few practical things of how you build your brand. Well, the first thing is consistency. So you've got to be consistent, I guess, across your platform. So whether that's your website, whether that's LinkedIn versus Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is, you want to, and in your documentation, in your say you're running a workshop, in your workshop, everything really should flow. So you want to see some consistency across your brand. That's the most important thing because it helps you reinforce and get people to recognize your brand instantly. So, a lot of people know my colors are my brand now. When they see something to design, they know that that's my color. And I reinforce it with a lot of the things I do with websites and social media templates, things like that. So, people know my brand and the color of my brand. So, you want to have that consistency across your platform so people can easily recognize that it's you. And also, that's about the feeling as well. So, if you think about someone like Jaguar, for example, one of my favorite brands, I don't know why it's a car brand, but I always think it's really slick, it's professional, it gives a classiness and elegance to it. So, what are your emotional type of words that describe your brand? And you want to make sure it makes them feel like that. So, I want mine to be a bit of fun, excitement, but also still professional. That's what I want to do. So, what's the feeling you want to give? Mine's inspiration. I want to make sure that women feel like they can achieve whatever they want to achieve. So, is it inspiring? And then you want to bring that back into your website design as well. So, if you're doing any website pages, landing pages, whether you're doing opt-in, sales pages, event planning, is again really, really embrace that brand as much as you can and bring it forward in it. And then obviously your social media presence. Your brand should be reflected through your posts, through your, the images that you use, the design that you use. And there's some really incredible brands out there that really, really do this really well. And you notice it, you notice how slick it is in relation to what they do. Now, that doesn't mean everything has to be designer. It doesn't have to be, all glossy and roses. It's about you staying consistent. So, when I first got started in the coaching space, I worked with a lot of women that were in a particular coaching program that felt like they all had to take photos of themselves in front of the Eiffel Tower, and that would be their pretty picture for the day. So, they would literally, what's the word? Modeling each other in relation to what they thought their brand had to be. And I tried to model that, and I was just like, but this is not me. I'm not a designer girl. Like, give me a pair of, I don't know, casual pants down the street, and I'm a happy girl. I don't do designer stuff. I don't know why. It's just never been my thing. I'd rather travel. I'd rather have experiences. I'm an experience type girl than I am a designer girl. So once I started to own my own brand, then I started to get to know me rather than try to be someone else. So remember, think about what you want to create. But there is has to be some sort of element in there still of, what do your clients aspire? How does it connect with your client? Do they aspire to that? So you'll notice a lot of mums work with a lot of mums in the industry, for example, because they feel that that connectedness, they feel that you get me. So it's really, really important to make sure your clients understand what your brand is and that they get to you. So that's kind of how you go and create your brand identity in relation to kind of what you do. So how can you leverage it? How do you leverage it across social media? So here's, I want to just share, I don't know, just three quick tips in relation to using the brand out there in the marketplace. So one of them is obviously you've got to engage with your audience. So having a brand is amazing, but if you want to build your wealth and build your visibility, you want to engage with people. So active participation is so important. Don't just watch comments or just hit the like button, get in there, give them some comments. And I like to do this strategically. So I do have what I call a brand growth hit list in the mornings. And they're the ones generally I'm trying to connect with or contact with for a reason. It could be something even down the track where I'm trying to build a relationship with someone, or I just want to be on their radar for them, or they could be potential clients. So I'm actively commenting on the ones that I want to get noticed on. And it could be that they have my audience and I want to make sure that I say something interesting on their post so I get noticed by their audience, vice versa. So active participation with your clients is really, really important, and really across your platforms is really important. Community building. And I always say to, the other thing I always say to people is start on one platform and own that platform. So mine is LinkedIn. I'm a LinkedIn girl. And that's because I come from a sales and a corporate background in both real estate and recruitment. I was always on LinkedIn. So I use LinkedIn the most. That's where I engage the most. That's where I chat the most. So what is your platform? Some people have Instagram and love it and they absolutely thrive on it. I don't. It's not my platform. Some people love Facebook and communities. What's your platform? So what's the one thing you're going to be actively participant in is really good. And then obviously repurpose your content. So make sure you're repurposing your content everywhere. So if you've done a great piece of content, repurpose it across your platforms. That's the most important thing so that you can be seen everywhere. You want to optimize content as much as you can with some of your SEO keywords. So a lot of the stuff that I'm doing at the moment is I put the word wealth in some way, shape, or form because I want to connect it to iconic. I want to build that brand. So, deliverables, hashtags, have some hashtags, know your hashtags, know some of your keywords. Are your keywords in? So I went to someone's podcast yesterday, and I was looking for some inspiration for some ideas for my podcast, some short, sharp ones. And, I looked at all of the last 10 headings, and it was a money podcast, and every one of her headings had the word money in it. So you know that they're going to get ranked because they're going to get seen around those keywords. So what are your keywords? And ideally look for short tail keywords where they're a like a short phrase. So it could be grow your wealth, for example, could be a really good short tail keyword. So you want to do some research, get someone to do it. You can pay to get some SEO done. You can also use AI, obviously. You can put in some keyword research that you can do. You can also use tools to look at other people's platforms. So if you've got big competitors, you can see some of the keywords. You can go to Google and look at keywords and see what they're using on their profiles. So again, optimize as much as you can. Don't be over the top. I always say this is kind of the third stage of content creation for me. The first one is to do the content. The second one is to stay consistent. And then the third one is to start to optimize it. So I tend to kind of get my clients to go, look, the first thing you have to do is just get your visibility up. Be everywhere. Be as far as you can and get noticed. Be consistent because consistency is the big killer. Then the third one is then start to optimize it. So start to optimize it for things like keywords and things like that. So don't get too bogged down on that. If you're not doing anything, at least do something first to get consistent and then go from there. Because that leads nicely into the last tip is around leveraging your analytics. So look at your analytics, see which posts are gelling the best with your audience. Have a look at the engagement on them. Which one's got the most targeted responses. Was it a personal story? Was it a top tip post? Was it a short video? What are the things then that you can start to optimize? So this is again, this is the third stage is around optimization. You can use paid promotions. So obviously, you can get more eyeballs in front of your content. You can do short paid ones with a small budget can massively increase your reach. So again, using paid promotions. You can split test. So try different things, maybe different headlines to grab their attention. You could try different captions, maybe hashtags. You want to kind of experiment a little bit, and then that's when you can start to refine your strategy to grow your visibility in relation to it. And like I said, I always think about my visibility as a two-pronged approach where visibility is the first way, social media is the first step. The second step is to get them onto your list, is build that list. So the last kind of step in this short video is talking about using your other digital assets. So one of the big things you want to do is get people off of social media and onto your list as much as possible. And the reason being is you never know when you're going to get blocked out of a platform or someone's going to shut it down. So you want to get people off your social media following and onto your list, especially your hot potential clients. So what are you doing to use your email marketing? So building your list is so important. So create some lead magnets, create some things of value and get people off your list off your social media onto your list. And then you want to start to build that relationship. So that's where you can nurture your relationship. And at the moment in this market, it's never been more prominent or needed, is that you need more touch points now to be able to sell something. So you need to be nurturing your list, providing valuable content, telling stories, letting them get to know you, sharing customer successes and stories. And that then kind of what I call surrounds your potential clients or your potential marketplace. with you, because they're not only seeing you then on social media, they're engaging with you, but then they're getting the email follow-up as well. And that's when you can then start to turn them into a potential client if that's what you're building your list for. So remember to think about your segmentation of your list as well. How do you keep people separate? Think about tailoring some of your emails and your marketing to specific lists. So for example, I have two very separate lists in relation to my business, my coaching business, and Iconic is on very separate lists because it's a very separate message. It's a different sort of process. So again, how can you separate them out and make sure that you're watching some of your, you know, client behavior, some of your demographics, looking at the type of people you're attracting onto your list and into your community. And then I guess the third big thing is really is then starting to leverage all of these assets via other people. So this is like, I guess, leveraging influencers. It could be leveraging people that you know. So what you're doing is you're expanding your reach through trust already associated. So that could be working with someone that does something complimentary to you, but they have the same audience. So you could get out there and maybe both promote, say maybe you promote a webinar to their audience and vice versa, they promote a webinar to your audience. So basically you're expanding your reach via other people's audiences. You could go and do a live training in relation to someone else's network. You could go on a podcast. Podcast interviews obviously get you in front of their audiences. So basically you're leveraging other people's audiences and identifying some of the influencers maybe in your marketplace. So you grow by association. You grow by association. You grow by the network. And you basically, I guess, create another level of trust, authenticity, because you get to know the people and you get to know their audience as well. And obviously you can do paid adverts to increase your reach as much as possible. Increase your visibility is through paid ads. It's one of the most effective ways to obviously grow is to get in front of the right audience very, very fast. It gives you a chance to scale. And then you can optimize it for return on investment. So I just wanted to do that today. We're going to be talking about some of the credibility markers that come up, like why you want to build your credibility. Visibility is the first stage. So if you're doing anything like press maybe, or you want to get really visible, or you're doing speaking, make sure you've got this lot down first. Make sure that when people search for you, they find good quality content. They see your brand. I guess do a bit of a social media audit is always good. So do a bit of an audit around what your brand looks like right now. So like I did one the other day and realized I hadn't changed three of my banners across for weeks. So again, really making sure that you're checking in with your brand on a regular basis. So I'm just creating some new brand banners and stuff like that for what's going on at the moment. So it's very easy to miss a potential opportunity in your brand to keep consistent. So do a bit of an audit, do a bit of a look at your brand as if you were a marketing consultant coming in to analyze your brand. What would they say about it? What would they notice? What wouldn't they notice? So do a bit of an audit and do that ideally before you massively increase your visibility, whether that's through speaking, whether that's through building your credibility with press, PR, maybe it's another podcast interview. Make sure you've got your house in order first. So I hope that's helped you. And the reason, obviously, like I said, we wanted to talk about visibility today, because in this day and age, if you're looking to grow your wealth in some way, shape or form, you're probably going to need some sort of social media, some sort of brand presence. And whether that is, like I said, to attract in maybe a potential collaboration partner, whether that's to attract in an investor, whether it's just to make sales and grow your cash flow, whatever it is, it can help you build your long-term wealth. So hopefully that's given you some quick tips in relation to kind of how to get started. So literally, like we said, go back, establish what your brand is, make sure you've got your values, your vision, your mission, you know what your brand is looking like. Do you have the consistency across the visual elements to your brand? Then, like you said, start to establish identity. Do you know what your core message is, what your stories are, how you're going to show up in relation to it? And then, like you said, think about it across a whole presence. So think about it from your website to your social media to your posts. How is your brand being pulled through? And then don't forget the engagement with your audience. Choose your place to hang out. Choose your place to engage with your audience. Get to know, like, and trust them. And that will also help you develop your brand a lot more as well. So that's a whirlwind tour of increasing your visibility. I hope that's helped you think about it from your long-term wealth. Go and do, like I said, a quick audit, have a look at it, and I invite you to tune in next time as we start to really delve into some of your credibility markers, some things that can really get you noticed in the marketplace. And whether that's, like I said, to attract investors, increase your cash flow, whatever it is that you need to do to build your long-term wealth. And remember to subscribe. If you're here listening to this, make sure you hit subscribe, get notified of the next one coming up. And also share it with anyone. I'd love some reviews. We really value reviews. Reviews help us grow the podcast. So if you're loving this and these quick tips, please do obviously hit a subscribe and drop us a quick review. And until next time, stay empowered and keep building your legacy. See you again soon. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the Iconic Wealth for Women podcast with me, Kylie Anderson, available on Amazon Music, Spotify, iTunes, and all good podcast listening providers. If this episode has been valuable to you, please share it with a friend or leave a review. And don't forget to grab any downloads below.